Equipped for Life, 5 steps to your athletic scholarship dream. This is a special episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Welcome aboard. I'm John Fugler. So good to have you at the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, a very unique, special, and timely episode. I'm an athletic scholarship coach, a dad of 2 scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe. I'm a podcaster, of course, an author and speaker. This podcast usually is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. And we come up weekly every Tuesday. You can find us. But this special episode is something that's been on my heart for a little while. In fact, it's so special, I thought I'd do it in video too, so you'll be able to find this as well on YouTube. But if you're an audio person, then this is just right for you. Hey, by the way, as far as the Athletic Scholarship Podcast goes, you can find it on my website at recruitme.com. That might be where you're listening from right now. But please, please, go to your favorite podcast app. It's much easier. And you can subscribe on the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. I want to let you know that in this episode, we're going to tackle something that's really important, something that's been on my heart that I wanted to share with you. I haven't talked about this in a while, and it is those 5 steps to your athletic scholarship dream. Playing college sports is an opportunity most high school athletes never, ever realize, a very small percentage. And as you've experienced, playing sports develops you in so many ways that will transfer to equipping you for life. The things you learn in competition, the things you learn preparing for the big game or the big match, the things you learn throughout a season, the ups and downs, the character lessons, the endurance lessons, how to win, how to lose, how to succeed, how to fail, all these things will transfer to life. And you can be equipped for life. Well, this episode is all about being equipped for life. 5 steps to achieving your athletic scholarship dream. I want to equip you so it goes beyond high school, so you can continue being equipped for life. It doesn't just end there in sports. It spills over into the rest of your life. Every talented high school athlete who can compete at the next level can get an athletic scholarship. That's a firm belief of mine. It's something that I've seen happen over and over again, thousands and thousands of times. But why don't these athletes get an athletic scholarship? Why don't these talented athletes that should, that have the talent to get there and to achieve that, why don't they? 3 reasons. 1, they don't know how. That's probably the biggest reason of all. They don't know how. 2, they believe lies. You hear some things out there about athletic scholarships, how to get one, and some of those things that you hear are lies. You hear lies about the fact that, well, you know, you're not really scholarship material. And that is one of those lies as well. There's so many lies out there. 3, they don't know the secrets. They don't know the secrets of what it takes to get an athletic scholarship. It's like there's this world out there. You read about athletes getting scholarships. You wonder how it happened. And there's like this secret world out there that you have, you're like an outsider. How do you get on the inside and know those secrets to an athletic scholarship? Well, we're going to address that. And in the minutes that we have together, I want to equip you, and I want to equip you for life. I want you to know, I'll say this right up front, that RecruitMe 3.0 solves each of these 3 problems for every family. Those problems, you don't know how, you believe lies, you don't know the secrets. And I'll show you how RecruitMe 3.0 solves those things. It's the best multimedia resource out there. And as we start this time together, as we go through these 5 steps, I just want to lay that on the table. I'm not going to hide anything. I'm not going to spring anything on you. Whether you buy RecruitMe 3.0 or not, you're going to get the answers you need. You're going to get the answers you need. The steps to take to get recruited and achieve your athletic scholarship dream. I wanted to say that right out of the gate. Yes, I'm committed to putting 3.0, Recruit Me 3.0, in as many hands as I can, but if you're not ready, you can still use the steps I'll give you to go for the scholarship. All right? So we got that on the table. Here's an important website to remember, this address, recruitme.com/system. That's recruit-me.com/system. So I talked about three reasons high school athletes don't get an athletic scholarship in college. I want to give you three beliefs that you must adopt if you're going to succeed at getting a scholarship. Three beliefs you must adopt. And this is the foundation. Before we go into these five steps, man, you have got to believe these things. The first thing is, you can do it on your own. And when I mean on your own, I mean on your own as a family. You don't need a third party to do this for you. You don't need an agent, so-called agent. You don't need somebody who you'll pay to walk through the steps. You may think you do right now, but by the time we're done here, you're going to have more confidence. And I believe you're going to be able to go ahead and do that on your own. I want you to believe that you can do it on your own. Family after family has done that over and over again. I've seen it happen. They've been successful. They've done it on their own. And man, they have taken ownership of this. And coaches love that. They want to hear from the athlete. They want to know the athlete's interested in their program. They want to believe that this athlete could fit at their school. And if you're coming at them directly as opposed to a third party, man, you're at the front of the line. So you can do it on your own. I'm committed to that. I am committed to that. Secondly, you must take the initiative. This is a huge foundational belief in the whole recruiting success. You do have to take the initiative. You can't stand back and wait. And that's what happens because most families just don't know how to get that athletic scholarship, so they wait, and they see other athletes get scholarships, and they wonder, how did they do it? Well, you can't stand back and wait. You have to take the initiative. Let's get that straight, because that's what I'm going to go into in these five steps. Third, this is really important. It's not a sprint. It's a long-distance race. I just heard from a family. I'll be featuring them on my Q&A coaching sessions on my podcast. The question, their son is an eighth grader, and they're getting ready already for this process. So if you start in your freshman year, sophomore year, this is a long race, a very long race. Even in your junior year, it can be a long race. It's not a sprint. Don't judge the progress by what you have achieved in 1 week or 1 month. You have to look at this, take a long look at it, and understand that this is a long race. I used to say it's a marathon. Sometimes I say that, but who wants to run a marathon, right? I don't want to run a marathon. You don't want to run a marathon. And so I'm not saying that this athletic scholarship pursuit is a marathon, but it is a long distance race. So those three beliefs, we need to get it straight here. If you adopt these three beliefs, everything that I tell you in this special podcast will make sense. Lay the foundation with these three beliefs. You can do it on your own. You don't need a third party. Second, you must take the initiative. And third, it's not a sprint. It's a long distance race. We found that out with our kids, twin sons. We needed a scholarship for both of them because we didn't want to pay for two educations and we couldn't. And we would have been stuck. They would have been stuck. But what happened is we went through a process that I'm going to teach you in this episode that resulted for them to get a fully paid education at the school of their choice. Now, I got to tell you, they were blessed, not because they were exceptional athletes, but we really believe that God stepped in for them to get a fully paid education. That doesn't always happen. Doesn't always happen, but it happened for them. And they had choices, They chose that place where they got the fully paid education. But as a result, they became equipped for life because of that scholarship. I mean, today, this is way beyond sports. This is equipped for life. And today, one is a university instructor, and the other is an airline pilot. What they did throughout this process, what they experienced in college playing sports, that helped equip them for life. And I want to equip you. If you're a parent, I want to equip your son or daughter for life. Equipping you, athlete, with what you need to know to get an athletic scholarship is the starting point in being equipped for life. All right? We're talking about two equippings. I'm going to equip you for the athletic scholarship. It's a stepping stone for being equipped for life. Okay, I had to lay those things down. The three reasons why talented athletes who should get an athletic scholarship don't, and three beliefs that are the foundation as we go from here in these five steps. All right? Five simple steps, but not five easy steps. So here we go. Five steps. And as I said, you take these things and you do them, you're going to get results. First of all, you've got to build your list of schools. That's step one. Build your list of schools. Remember we said take the initiative? Well, man, don't wait. It starts right out of the gate. It starts with you as an athlete and parent together building this list of schools. I recommend 40 to 50 schools to start with. Don't wait for schools to come after you. Will you get 40 to 50 schools come after you? I doubt it, unless you are in the top, top tier. And if you're in the top, top tier, you don't need to be watching this or listening to this because you're not going to have a problem. But for most scholarship athletes are not in the top, top tier. And they have to do these five things I'm talking about. And the first one is build your list of schools. You want to cast a wide net. As part of taking the initiative, and I'll tell you more, each of these five steps is taking the initiative. That foundation that I talked about. First, build your list of schools. Get together. Spend a couple hours. Get away. Go to Starbucks. Sit down. Talk about dreams that you have as an athlete. Parent, talk about dreams you have for your son or daughter. Learn about what your kids' preferences are. Have you talked about it yet? Have you talked about specifics on what kind of school, how far away they want to be, how much of their life they want to give to this? It'll make a difference whether you pursue D1, D2, or D3. And those things need to be put on the table as you come up with a possible list of schools and as you're trying to find the right fit. And that's the end result, the school that's the best fit, not necessarily the one that offers the most money, but the school's the best fit for this long-term venture that you're in over the next 4 years in college, where you're being equipped for life. Yes. So build your list of schools. Just get everything out there. This isn't a once and for all list, but it's a starting point. Do what you can to come up with 40 or 50. Bring your computer, your iPad, pull out your phone and start looking around on the web as you come up with these schools and maybe do some searches and cast your net wide. Be dreaming. Dream together, okay? Nothing's off the table when you build this list. It's like a brainstorming session. So you got to build that list of schools so you have something to work from. Now, the RecruitMe 3.0 solution I want to tell you about for this step. By the way, RecruitMe 3.0 is the new RecruitMe system. It's a multimedia suite of resources that will walk you in detail through the recruiting process, starting with this step, making your list of schools. In fact, there's more to it. I even have some pre-steps to the first step in RecruitMe 3.0. Here are the elements that I help you with. The foundation of this is my video instruction series on each of these steps. So I personally, just like you're watching here on YouTube, I personally walk you through these steps. explain in detail how to build the best list possible. One has the best shot at being the best match for you. And the list has the best schools that can be the best matches. What's in the ballpark for you? There's a few secrets I'll reveal on the video series that will save you time and help you build the best list that the parent and athlete can put together. This list is your starting point, so you really want to get it right. Got to get it right out of the gate. So that's one thing where RecruitMe 3.0 is a solution for you. Secondly, is a step-by-step to an athletic scholarship manual. This is a complete manual that goes along with the video series. So you got something in writing. It's a digital document that you can download, put it on your phone, put it on your device, put it on your computer, have it ready, use it, print out pages as you need them. That's available. And also part of this is the personal workbook with fillable forms in there. We'll get to that in a few minutes on the kind of forms that you need in your recruiting process. I also have a video that the co-founder of RecruitMe and myself, we talk about some pretty neat things. Answer some key questions that parents and athletes have as they go into this process. And that's a great resource, as well as an audio interview with Andy Gold, president of College Coaches Online. He was a dad of a recruited athlete, and he developed a resource that I think is the best thing going out there in helping find the right schools. It's College Coaches Online. And so Andy is my guest on an interview in this whole step, this first step of building your list of schools, the right list of schools. So that's step number one. Step number two, now, and I got to say, I'll say it again, I am going to introduce RecruitMe 3.0 all along in this podcast, in this video, because I believe it is a solution. However, you take these steps and apply them. You can do that without RecruitMe 3.0 if you want. I'm going to just share these openly with you. You take them, use them, listen to this podcast over and over again, watch the video, whatever you need to do, take notes, and you do it your way using these steps, okay? Your way, kind of. You got to follow the instruction here, but I'm just saying you don't have to buy anything if you don't want to. Step two, build and send your introductory packet. What is this thing? This introductory packet is this huge volume of materials and stuff that you're sending to coaches. No, it's not. It's not even your video. It is a handshake. It's a handshake. It's your first step to introduce yourself to coaches. That's why it's called an introductory packet. And maybe the word packet is kind of scary, but it's only two documents. You're only sending two things to coaches. What's the best way to introduce yourself to a coach if you've never met that coach before? Well, send them an email or send them a letter even. That would be new, wouldn't it? It's like the old days. They don't get any letters, so yours will stand out if a letter shows up on their desk. But you send them an email to introduce yourself. It's a very short email. This is the first piece in your introductory packet. This email is not a tell-all. It is a handshake. It's not even a hug. It's not even a walk around the campus together. It's just, hey, introduce yourself, who you are, what your interests are, why you feel you can be an asset to their program, some of the highlights of your athletic achievements. It's just five short paragraphs that gets the coach's attention. That's what you want to do, is get the coach's attention. So that's the first thing that goes in there, the introductory email. If it were a letter, in the old days, I used to say, write a letter, five paragraphs, that's one page. Coaches, imagine getting 30 emails in a day or 30 letters in a day. Man, they're going to skim these. And you got to make sure that your message pops. Every word counts. Every paragraph counts. What you say is important to get their attention. Second thing you want to include in there is what we call a player profile or resume. If you go to recruitme.com as I record this, I'm not sure when you're watching it or listening to it, but right now I've got a free offer at recruitme.com, and that is the recruiting power pack. And in there is a player profile template. All you got to do is fill it in with your information. It's one sheet that goes beyond what the email does, but it has your contact information, school information, coach contact information, maybe your club coach contact information. It's got your GPA. There are some things in there that and some achievements. And this is where you get to brag about yourself a little bit. Got to tell the truth, but give the highlights, you're kind of like, I was going to say you're selling yourself. I don't want to say that. But you are promoting yourself to the coaches. They want to know these things. They don't want to have to hunt you down. And they don't want to have to guess about who you are and what your achievements are. So you need to tell them, humbly tell them, state the facts. You don't want to state everything on the player profile. But this is a resume, once again, as the introductory. You're giving a handshake. And the objective of the player profile is for them. You want them to contact you. You want them to write back or call back. You want them to take the initiative across that bridge and come and introduce themselves to you. You want the relationship to begin. Any kind of response you get for them is helpful. That's good. Even if you get a form letter, it's a start. It's better than nothing. So the player profile should be in there. It's one page. And the introductory email. Now, I got to say something about that email. It's got to be personal. It's not a dear coach or no dear anything at the top. You just start into your email. It's not a to whom this may concern. You've got to address the coach by name, include the school name in there. You have a template that you're using, a model that you're using for your email, but please personalize it. Personalize it. That will set you above a lot of other athletes that approach these coaches. They want to know that you are personally interested. So do your best at the outset to show that you are personally contacting them and you are personally interested. So build and send your introductory packet. That's step two. The Recruit Me 3.0 solution is first in the video instruction. It's much more in detail than I just shared here. But the video instruction goes into detail with the how-tos, and you can produce a packet that gets response. I said, you want response from coaches? Well, I've got a lot more in the video that shows you how to do that. I've got even samples I throw up on the screen for you to look at, and we discuss that. Second thing, this is really cool. As part of this second step, I've got an audio interview from an NCAA elite program coach, Chris Katanik. Chris is the head women's volleyball coach at the University of Tampa and is very good. He's held that position for more than three decades. He has a lot of recruiting experience. He's got a winning percentage of 853. So this guy's a winner. And I had the privilege of talking with him. And we spent, I think, about a half hour together. His teams have won two NCAA Division II championships. He was coach of the year back in, 2014. But we got together and had a good conversation. And the thing that really was impressive for me is just his knowledge and his shooting straight. And you want to hear that from a college coach as you go into this. You want to hear what they're thinking and what they're expecting. So that's a great audio interview that you can download when in the Recruit Me 3.0. Let me just tell you again, the website to go to is recruitme.com/system. That's recruit-me.com/system. You might be wondering how much this thing costs. You might know already, but anyway, it's under $100. It's $97 right now. That's the price as I'm recording this. So go get it if you want. I'll just throw that out there. Step three is you want to build and send your questionnaire. You see all the buildings in here. You want to build your list or want to build your introductory packet. You want to build your questionnaire and send that out. What is this? The questionnaire, I'll back up a little bit. When you get a response from a coach after you send your introductory packet, they'll likely send you a link to their online information form that they would like you to fill out. You could spend a lot of time on that. And if you're hearing from 20 or 30 coaches, you could spend 20 or 30 hours filling out a form that is very much in detail. Most of these forms are, they're pretty similar. They're probably 90% of each one of these forms is the same. I have a solution to that. Instead of filling that out, build your own questionnaire. You can go online and look at some of these forms and see exactly what information they're asking for. And you can then build your own master questionnaire and convert it to a PDF. And whenever a coach asks you to fill out the form, you just send them yours. All right? You just send them yours. And if the coach is really interested after he sees that, he or she sees that, he or she will then come back to you again and say, could you please go fill that out? But at least you're narrowing it down to those coaches who are truly interested in you. Doing this one-size-fits-all questionnaire PDF is a great time saver for you and helps you not have to fill all these out for all the coaches that may never get back in touch with you. You want to narrow it down first. That really does help. The Recruit Me 3.0 solution for this step is, again, my video instruction with illustrations in there that show the questionnaire. You've got your workbook, as I mentioned, and you've got your manual, which also have all these things that I referred to in the video. In the manual and in the workbook, you've got sample questionnaires in there that you can model yours after, specific, and it's by sport as well, so you get a chance to know what this is like. But if you can do this all without Recruit Me 3.0. Just go online to some of these, to four or five programs, look at what the questionnaires look like. They're on the websites already, and see what information they're asking for and build your own so you can do that. I do also have something that will help you in this process as you get to step three is the NCAA Division I Baseball Coach of the Year at my alma mater, Indiana University. Coach Tracy Smith led them to the College World Series, not while I was there, but in recent years. But then he was recruited to Arizona State University, and that's where he is coaching right now. But we had an in-depth conversation before he left IU, discussing his recruiting style and sharing insider information that families really need to know as they present their athlete to college coaches. Coach Smith says at the end of the interview, he says, well, this is just one man's opinion. Well, that's a man whose opinion I want. It's obvious by his success that his words carry a lot of weight. Great interview with Tracy Smith, and that's also part of Recruit Me 3.0 and is good to listen to as you're building your questionnaire. Okay, let me get into step number four, and that is to build relationships with college coaches to keep their interest. Again, build relationships. This is what it's all about. It's not just an exchange of information, but building a stronger relationship. Of course, you've got to have the talent to be able to move along in the relationship. But a coach wants to know you. They are not just studying an athlete's talent. They're studying their character, their personality. They're seeing how you will fit in on their team. How do you fit in? And they want to know that. And they do want to build a relationship with you as you move along in the process. Some will cut that relationship off along the way, but that's okay. You want the place that is the best fit for you. Others will continue it, and then you're getting closer and closer to the program that's the best fit for you. Here's how you do build the relationship. Two things. One, you want to send regular updates. So after every season, whether it be club season, whether it be your high school season, send an update. Let the coach know how you did. Send a quick one-page, maybe two paragraphs, or bullet point update on what happened during that season. How did your stats turn out? How did the season turn out? And you just ask the coach, say, Coach so-and-so, please add this to my file. Here's an update on my season we just got done. You want to send it out after you take SATs or ACTs, anything that is a milestone, information a coach can use to add to his or her file on you, you want to send that to them. You want to just send them a quick email. By now, you're in email conversation. Send that out to them. This will assure that you don't forget to stay in touch. Yeah, maybe you're sending out to 20 or 30 schools, but you're making that touch at least every semester, and maybe more often, just to show that you're still in the game with them. Send schedules of your upcoming season, of your club season. You have a tournament coming to their area, let them know. All these things that will help build the relationship and give them opportunities to continue and even move to the higher level, that relationship with you. So that's the first thing. Second thing is you want to track your communication with coaches. Man, it can get really complicated when you've got a lot of coaches that you're in touch with. You want to make sure that you are tracking the communication. What I mean by that? Well, just have a sheet or a document that you keep that logs the phone calls, the emails, the things you send to them, the things they send to you, any comments they make to you. You want to just be as detailed as possible so you know where you stand and where you are. You're going to get confused on which coach said this and which coach said that. You don't want to call the coach by the wrong name and the wrong school and refer to a conversation you had with a different coach. I know this sounds complicated. I know it sounds kind of scary. And you don't have to be perfect, but it does help to have your communications tracked. That way, when a coach does call or email you, you can go back to your log and you have a history there. It might be tough if they give you a call on your cell phone and you don't have that information with you, but that's just the way it is. However, it is somewhere, and you can build upon that relationship because you know where it stands. You can see the facts. You can see what communication you've had with them. This is really important. Really important. Remember, this is not a sprint, it's a long distance race. How are you going to remember what you said or what that coach said a year ago? How do you remember what you might have sent them a year ago? This will help you do that. That will help build the relationship because you can be specific with those coaches. So the Recruit Me 3.0 solutions for this, again, my video instruction, I go in detail through this on building relationships with coaches. I show you what an update looks like. I show you what a tracking form looks like. In fact, I've got them in the manual, in the workbook. It's a fillable form you can adapt and use for your own purposes. Those are all in there. The resources are in there. There's templates for the updates and tracking. That's in Recruit Me 3.0. And again, you can find that at recruitme.com/system, recruit-me.com/system for right now the price is $97 as I record this. Again, as I pitch this, I tell you, if you're listening to me and even go back and listen again, you can do this on your own. I just want to help you save time. And I think RecruitMe is a great investment. So step number 5 is making your final school choice. Yes, this is what we've all been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. You've done all this. You've got the relationship going. It moves along, and it's time to make the school choice. You're at that point. You may have put a year into this, 2 years, 3 years. You may have started this in freshman year, and now the time has come, and you've got choices because you've done the first 4 steps correctly. You've got choices. And that's why I encourage you to cast a wide net at the beginning, 40 or 50 schools, and keep adding to that list. The more you have information and other schools come to your mind, and maybe other schools contact you unsolicited and your list grows. But if you have a list of 40 or 50, by the end, hopefully you get down to maybe having 4 or 5 that end up being the best fits. But if you start with a list of 5, you may end up with a list of goose egg. No schools to choose from. I want you to have a choice at the end. And if you follow the first 4 steps, you'll have a choice at the end. What I have devised to help you in this process, because this can be a very emotional experience, is I've devised a report card. Coaches are keeping a report card, per se, on you. You want to keep a report card on them and their programs. And there are several factors within there that you're rating the schools on, the programs on, and the dollar offer on. There are how this school feels to you, how solid the program appears to be to you, how good a fit it is academically for you. All these things you're recording on a report card as it gets down to the end. And you're able to look and see objectively, as you average these together, you can rank these schools and see which are, in order, the best fits for you. Not always the one that offers the most money. You want to take a look at the net dollars it's going to cost you to go to school. And maybe you'll take less of a scholarship and pay a little bit more, because other factors in this make that program a better fit. Your final school choice, it comes down to that. And I just encourage you to make your own report card. I mentioned the variables. And you can set that up, whatever's important to you in making that final school choice, 7 or 8 things, and I've mentioned some here, and then list the schools across the top and then grade them maybe on A to F or 1 to 5, and you can average those and see which are the best fit. That is important, so you can be as objective as possible in this decision that is going to shape your future. You don't want to make a rash, fast decision. You want to be thoughtful through this. So I've got the report card in there for you. The specifics, that's in the Recruit Me 3.0 system. Also have a candid interview with college planner Victor Angustia about the things families need to know beyond the athletic piece. It was eye-opening. He's the president of DFW College Planners. He's helped many families get scholarships outside athletics, and you'll find this audio interview extremely helpful. It'll inform you on additional scholarship monies available, the importance of athletics, the academics. I mean, I haven't even said anything about academics, but I got a lot of thoughts and convictions about that. Academics, highly important. You're a student athlete. He talks about the need for planning, the necessity of the best fit. I'm glad we camped on that and how the financial aid system works. That's in this Recruit Me 3.0. So coming down to the end here, and before we close, I want to make one hugely important point about having success in recruiting and achieving that scholarship dream. So hang on. And I'll fill you in and also tell you about a couple more resources that will help you out. But first, let's review those 5 steps. 1, build your list of schools. 2, build and send your introductory packet. 3, build and send your questionnaire. 4, build relationships with college coaches. And 5, make your final school choice. And I should say, make an informed final school choice. Yeah, sure, that's step 5, making the choice, but man, you want to make it right. Like I said, you can do all these steps by yourself, but investing $97 for Recruit Me 3.0 is really well worth it. You'll get the experience of nearly 20 years of success in this arena that I've had with our kids and so many other families. You'll save time and you'll certainly save money. You will. The $97 is an investment. And speaking of money, I've got a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. If Recruit Me doesn't work for you in the first 90 days, you'll know it because you will have done some of these steps. Even if you decide, well, I'll put it on the shelf and I'll forget about it. And oh, yeah, day 89, I want my money back. I'll do that for you. Quite honestly, I get about 1 request a year over the nearly 20 years, it's less than 1 request a year. Recruit Me works when you use it. You can get it at recruitme.com/system for $97 as I record this. what will it cost you if you don't apply these five steps? Let's have an honest talk here. What's it going to cost you if you don't apply these five steps? First, it'll cost you up to $40,000 a year or more in athletic scholarship money. Secondly, it'll cost you missing the choice to go to the school that's the best fit. You want to go to the place that's the best fit. If you don't apply these steps, you're going to miss out on that choice. Third, perhaps missing out on the chance to go to college at all. Your family might be in a financial position right now where you've got to have scholarship money just to go to college. Applying these steps will get you there. Fourth, it'll keep you from, if you don't apply these steps, you might be wandering around in the recruiting maze and failing. And yes, it can be a recruiting maze. You know, this secret world that I talked to you about, hopefully it's not as much of a secret anymore as I revealed these things, but I don't want you to wander around the recruiting maze and fail. And then fifth, what it costs you if you don't follow these five steps, failing to be equipped for life, not being equipped for life. An athletic scholarship could be the means to make being equipped for life happen way beyond your college career, way beyond that. I think $97 is a worthwhile investment. Recruitme.com/system. Okay, let me close with that one big point about having success in recruiting and achieving that scholarship dream. And remember this point. I've kind of hinted at it as I've gone through, but remember this point as we close. It doesn't matter what I say or what I think about recruiting. What I'm telling you doesn't matter. In fact, it doesn't matter what you think, quite honestly. Certainly doesn't matter what your friends are saying about recruiting, and everybody seems to be an expert, and most of your friends are failing at this, so don't listen to them. What really matters is what college coaches say, right? It's what they have to say. They are your audience. You need to listen to college coaches. I mentioned the interviews I have in Recruit Me 3.0, and that'll help you. There are some college coaches that you may know that you can have an honest conversation with, one or two. Just ask them about recruiting. You will learn a lot. Take notes, because college coaches are your audience. So that's why, as a bonus with Recruit Me 3.0, you also get a resource library that has two more Division I coach interviews, audio interviews. You must know what college coaches are thinking. Those are the people you want to impress. And these, I've got a women's basketball coach and a men's baseball coach in there. I'll be updating this library, by the way, with things that I think will help you in the future and help you further. So these college coach interviews are like gold. If you can get some, go get them. But I've got some here in Recruit Me 3.0. How fast can you have access to the Recruit Me 3.0 system? It's there for you for immediate access with a lot of the things downloadable. It's all digital. You go to recruitme.com/system and purchase it for $97, as I mentioned. All the multimedia resources that take you step by step. Did I mention that? Step by step through the recruiting process, plus the bonus resource library with the two college coach interviews. Step by step is the key. That's been my mantra for nearly 20 years, and it works. It takes the mystery, the secrets, the mystery. I said that already. It takes it out of the recruiting process. Okay, there you go. Equipped for life. Five steps to your athletic scholarship dream. I want to equip you for life, not just to get a scholarship. I'm excited that our kids have been equipped for life, and athletic scholarships were part of that reason. If you have questions for me, you can email me at john@recruitme.com. It's J-O-N at recruit-me.com. Go ahead and do that. I'd love to help you out. And thanks for tuning in to this special episode. I hope I can help you further. Make sure you listen to the weekly podcast on Tuesdays, the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. God bless you. Take care.